Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, wow, wow! It's time for show. College football is this Saturday night. Thankfully, there's no Pitt can't lose and Pitt can't win because they're off this week. And no matter what, when Pitt comes back on Monday for practice or whatever, Philip DeSoto, whatever the hell his last name is, has been benched. Pat Narduzzi finally benched his starting quarterback, but I have to say, he did good last game. He really did. He really did, but he didn't win. So, Pat Narduzzi had to bench him, so he'll sit on his ass and back up the quarterback who's going to come in, and we'll see what happens there. But like I said, college football is this Saturday, and we are now, what, week? But wow, we're moving quick. Because we're week 5 in the NFL, week 6 in college football. So here we go. How about Deion Sanders' team? Colorado versus Arizona State at 6:30. I think it's in Arizona State. I have to go with the primetime players team. I think Colorado gets their head out of their ass. I think Deion Sanders gets them going, and they win. Score, Colorado, 37, Arizona State, 30. How about the noon game? Maryland versus Ohio State at noon, and Ohio State's come up a bye week. They won against the Notre Dame Irish just 2 weeks ago on a last-minute touchdown. Ohio State will beat Maryland. Final score, 41-30. Penn State is undefeated. They will play UMASS. Penn State's going to kill them, 45-10. Will be the final score. And then how about the Wolverines? Michigan, Jim Harbaugh will face Minnesota. This is a rivalry game between this team. But I'm going to say this. Michigan will win this game. Minnesota is a good team. Minnesota is a great team, and they will beat. They will win. 34-31 will be the final score. Alabama is off this week as well. Well, wait a minute. No, they ain't. They play Texas A&M. Nick Saban will get this team going. He always does. Alabama victorious. Final score will be 35-30, Alabama. We are just 2 days away until WWE Fastlane Live from Indianapolis, Indiana, this Saturday, 8/7 Central on Peacock. And what a lineup of matches we do have. Like I said, we'll do the prediction show for those matches tomorrow night. First thing on the program tomorrow, right here on the program. Because like I said, we have not just one tomorrow, but two. This is another 4-day prediction show. We're going to do this every week. We're going to do this every week right here on the program. Prediction show here. prediction show here. Another one right there. Prediction shows. It's pretty cool. But like I said, WWE playing live from Indianapolis, Indiana, 8-7 Central, this Saturday on the clock. I know it doesn't sound right, but saying the clock, but, you know, what can I say? The Peacock. Everybody's seen the Peacock. You know, I know everything else with other things that everybody likes to say, but that's how you say it, Peacock. But like I said, that's live this Saturday in Indianapolis, 8-7 Central, Fastlane on Peacock. Like I said, prediction show tomorrow night. Two prediction shows we have program with Fastlane and the NFL. You know, it's going to be fun. We'll see how everything drives by. This Monday, I'm going to pick who's going to win the Stanley Cup. Vegas is the champ. The Penguins did pretty well this offseason. They're not doing good in the preseason games. They play tomorrow in Buffalo. I don't know if Malkin, Crosby, Letang, Carlson, and Jarry is going to play in Buffalo. Say this. I think the Penguins won't be okay, but can they get off the schneid? I've been saying this on the program that Mike Sullivan is coaching for his job, and I'm still saying that. I'm still sticking to it. I'm still sticking to that comment because I think Mike Sullivan is coaching for his job. I think he's in the hot seat. I really do. You have all these talented players on your team, and you can't do shit. You can't coach them right. You can't do this. Mike Sullivan was a player back in the day, back in, what, the 80s, 90s. He played for Boston, I think other teams as well. He was a good player. But Mike Sullivan won two Stanley Cups with the Penguins. Two. Not three with the Penguins. Two. Dan Bylsma won the first one. Sullivan won the next two. But here's the thing. Can Mike Sullivan coach this team to greatness this year? You know, Kyle Dubas went out and got a lot of people. After he was hired by the Penguins ownership in the offseason, Kyle Dubas did not hesitate. He said he wasn't going to fire Mike Sullivan. He was not going to fire him. The owners did not want to fire him either before Kyle came in and everything. So, and like I said, Dubas didn't want to do the same thing. So basically, I think this is his last chance. I think Mike Sullivan is coaching for his job, but can the Penguins do well this season? We'll find out. You went out and got some skilled players, and you had the two best defenses in the league on your team. With Malkin and Crosby, the two best players, you know, there. You got Tang, Eric Carlson on your team. Four superstars. You got Jake Gensel. You got Raquel. Okay? The Penguins have all this in the bag. All they have to do is win. Can they do that? And they also got an enforcer on the team, finally. So the Penguins are good, but they still got Jarry. They still got Tristan Jarry, who signed a 5-year contract this offseason, because nobody wanted the loser. Nobody wanted Tristan Jarry because he sucks. thing. That's my thing. Tristan Jari cannot do anything right. Can the Penguins do well with Jari? I don't think so. I don't think Tristan Jari is all that. Can he be? We'll see. Well, we found out on what? Monday, that Ottawa kicked his ass. 3-0. It basically felt like Crosby got embarrassed in his hometown, and he did. Tristan Jari can't stop a baseball for nothing. Okay? And he's lucky that it's only the preseason game. So, we'll see what happens. Okay. We'll see what happens with the Penguins. We'll see what they can do this season. This Monday night. Tune into the show because, like I said, I will be making a NHL prediction show because I'm going to pick who's going to win the Stanley Cup. So like I'm saying, who am I going to pick? I don't know yet. Because the NHL starts on Tuesday. And the Penguins are in that, side. They're playing 8 o'clock against the Blackhawks. Team I pick. Okay? We'll see what team I pick to win it all. To say it all. We'll see what happens. We're not in the Final Four yet for Major League playoffs, okay? This ain't the Final Four yet, okay? This is the Final Eight. Final Eight teams are now going to clash. Okay, they're all going to class start on Saturday night. Oh, I'm sorry, Saturday afternoon in Baltimore. That's right, Baltimore, Maryland, baby. And the reason I'm saying Baltimore, Maryland is because that's going to be the first game of the season, of the playoffs. And it's going to be between the Baltimore Oilers and the Rangers. Okay? And then the Twins versus the Astros. And then Philly versus the Braves. Diamondbacks versus the Dodgers. So that's it. Those are your teams who are going to be playing in this playoff right now. Whoever wins goes to the Final Four, then the World Series. I'm still going with the Dodgers. I think they can go to Atlanta and kick their ass. I think they are the team to beat. Now, the Atlanta Braves got lucky. Team finished close to 100, around, into 100, close to each other. The Braves think they can do this because they keep getting eliminated. They suck. They got lucky this year, right? Well, here's the thing. The Atlanta Braves think they can go do it all and say it all, but can they back the money, the mouth up? Can they back the bats up in Atlanta? We'll see. They can't do it in the football because look at the Falcons. According to Ben Sherrington, they're trying to get a deal done with Andrew McCutchen in the next few days. And if they can do so, great. Great. I mean, it'll be awesome to have Andrew McCutchen back in black and gold. And that's where he wants to be. He doesn't want to play for any other team. Because he said that he will retire if he has to go to a different team. Andrew McCutchen coming back this past year was great to see him. Great to see him in black and gold. His family was happy. He seemed very, very happy, no matter what, how this season was going. Because he knows he was playing with the team that drafted him. Okay? The team that he wanted to be with. This was the team that he always wanted to be with when he got drafted by the Pirates in 2006, 2007 he got drafted by the Pirates. Didn't make his debut until 2009. And, you know, my thing is, Andrew McCutchen is clutch. Every time he touches the bat and hits it, he's clutch. You know, understandable this, that Andrew McCutchen should be a Pirate this year. So, my thing is, McCutchen is coming back to Pittsburgh. Will Derek Shelton be the Pirate skipper? Now, there's nothing heard from the Pirates as of now about Derek Shelton's future as well as the Pirates manager. I'm hearing he's expected to meet with the Pirates in the coming days. Or he went back before. I don't know. But Andrew McCutchen is a Pirate. I think he stays. I think he doesn't leave. I think McCutchen, you know, will stay as a Pirate no matter what. Now, like I said, all the other Pirates, like Brian Reynolds, Key Brian Hayes, all are here for life. You got Brian Reynolds and Key Brian Hayes, a Pirate for life. Now, this is all driving down for Brian Reynolds because Brian Reynolds was dealing with a lot of issues in last offseason, okay? Asking for a trade, asking for a lot of things. And then the Pirates gave him an 8-year contract that he could not turn down. Brian Reynolds, 2 days ago, he says, I'm here for life, and I'm happy to be here as a Pirate. There won't be no issues during November. I won't be traded. None of that by Brian Reynolds at all this year. Thankfully, he's going to retire as a Pirate because Brian Reynolds is basically the heart of the Pirates. He's a game changer. And his 8-year contract starts what? It starts 2 years now or next year? I don't know. But see, I think he had like another 2 years on his contract with the Pirates. And, you know, like I said, it's great to see that the Pirates re-signed him. Like I said, no operation. He said he can't wait to come back next year with the Pirates. Good to see Brian Reynolds not going anywhere. Thankfully for that.
So, former Chicago Bear Hall of Famer Dick Butkus passed away today at the age of 80 years old. He was a linebacker. And when he was on the field for the Bears, I watched a lot of stuff on him. And when I was born in 1989. I didn't see him play, but I heard he was like a legend of this business, and he was. And he played from 1965 in the NFL to 1973. They're all with Chicago. And he's from the area. He's from Chicago. And Dick Butkus was, like I said, a legend at any mark. Just like you say, who else is a legend in the sport? Like Terry Bradshaw, Terry Bradshaw, a lot of like him, and a lot of Hall of Famers will say this about Dick Butkus, how good he was. You just couldn't, he was like a bulldozer man like that. He's like a TJ Watt here, let's say. TJ Watt. He's like a TJ Watt. And, Dick he just wanted to hurt somebody. And like I said, my heart and my prayers go out to him and his family at this time. Like I said, Dick Butkus, legendary Chicago Bear, legendary in Chicago, died at the age of 80 years old. Hard to see that on the screen. Like I said, he died at the age of 80 years old. Hall of Famer at his own right, no matter what.
Oh, good. Good news. I have seen that man eat his whole life. I just want to say I'm very sorry for what you had to go through today.
Just to warn you, he's probably going to be a little loopy from the end of the
season. So, how about Matt Canada going out to CBS, okay, after criticizing, saying that the Steelers are not a good offense or whatever. They're not. And he went after them for no reason. Matt Canada is the worst offensive coordinator I ever saw. And there's a lot of people out there saying Steelers need, no matter what happens this weekend against the Ravens, Matt Canada should be fired during the bye week. And I agree. No matter what happens this weekend, Matt Canada should be let go from his job. He almost got his quarterback killed. He almost got his quarterback who almost had his season ended. So I'm going to say Canada wants everything all about him, right? Right. So my thing is, if I was the Steelers right now, after this game, I can his ass. Send him his retirement paper, send him to her, endeavors, say goodbye. Matt Canada should be fired. So, Matt Canada, no matter what, should be fired after this season. So, we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, Matt Canada went out for CBS criticizing him how he said, oh, the Steelers can't come back when they're down a lot of points. They're not going to come back because how Matt Canada runs the offense. Tom Brady can do it. Aaron Rodgers can do it. Peyton Manning can do it. You don't want to know why those gentlemen were so successful? Because they didn't have Matt Canada as their offensive coordinator. And they know how to play the game. Well, Ben Roethlisberger had Canada as his offensive coordinator, and that's why he retired. I forgot. But before Matt Canada came into Pittsburgh, before Ben had to deal with all that crap, he had a better offensive coordinator before Matt Canada can bring people back as well in those games. But when Matt Canada arrived, it was all over. Matt Canada was already bitching. He was complaining. He was hollering. He was saying all kind of crap about Ben Roethlisberger. I need a mobile quarterback. Exactly what he said. I need a mobile quarterback who can run it out of the pocket. Ben can't do that no more. Super Bowl ring. Tom Brady, 7. Aaron Rodgers, 1. Drew Brees, 1. Peyton Manning, 2. His brother Eli, 2. How many does Matt Canada have? 0. How bad Matt Canada sucks every day? But the Steelers are not going to be a successful team right now. They're lucky that they won that game against Cleveland at home. I'm sorry. The offense didn't win it. The defense did. They won in Vegas with the offense. Then they go to Houston, get their ass kicked. And then, like I said, almost lost their quarterback, Kenny Pickett, but thankfully he didn't. But the Steelers are not team with Canada as the offensive coordinator because Mike Tomlin won't do anything. The Rooney won't do anything. They're all buddies. Mike Tomlin, everybody on that team is his friend. Do you think Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were friends? No. No. Bill Belichick will never be your friend. Okay? That's how Bill Belichick is. That's why he was a successful coach. I know he's still coaching, but he has 6 Super Bowls. I'm sorry, 8 Super Bowls. Because he was with a different team when he won. Long story short. But Bill Belichick is a successful coach than Mike Tomlin. I think everybody is. Doesn't matter that Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. It doesn't matter. Matters is Super Bowls. And how many has Tomlin won? What, as a head coach? 1. Because of Ben. So, my thing is that Mike Tomlin is not cut. If he's going to keep a guy named Matt Canada on your squad that who almost got your own quarterback lost for the season, and then you're going to go in with Mitch Trubisky, who sucks even more. So I don't understand how Mike Tomlin is one of the things. So my thing is, I don't think that the Steelers can hang on to Mike Tomlin as well. Let me tell you this. I don't think Mike Tomlin is going to be here any longer. I see Mike Tomlin maybe getting fired. And that cannon with him. But who will be the coach? Sorry, Bill Cowher is not available. Let's say the Steelers do fire Mike Tomlin and Matt Canada. Who becomes the Steelers head coach? Who becomes the offensive coordinator? That's a good question. That is a really good question. Who will be the coach and the offensive coordinator? And like I said, Steelers had their opportunities to fire Tomlin a long time ago. They had their opportunities to fire Canada after last year, but they didn't.
I was diabetic and my cholesterol was high.
What? Canada had what? One playoff year? You want to know what happened? Steelers made that playoff? They went up to Kansas City and got their ass kicked. They went up to Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes put a beat down on them. Mahomes always would put a beat down the Steelers. Why not? It was Ben's last year. Ben was retiring. And Matt Canada was losing more hair. Well, I'm sorry. Matt Canada has no hair at all. So Matt Canada will always have no hair. And, you know, unbelievable to say this, that Matt Canada thinks he can run a team. I mean, I'm sorry, run an offense. No. Not at all. Not at all. Steelers right now, I get rid of his bonehead. But they won't. They won't. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. But I think Mike Tomlin is afraid. I think he's afraid to fire anybody. And I think, here's my thing. I think the Rooneys are afraid of firing somebody. Because I don't think the Rooneys fired anybody as a head coach. They won't. I mean, they never did. They never had to fire a head coach. Because you had the two best coaches in the league, I mean, in the world, Bill Cowher. I mean, Bill Cowher led this team to greatness from 1992 until he retired. I mean, I feel bad for the Steelers coaching staff. I mean, unbelievable, right? You know, Mike Tomlin thinks he's a good coach, but he's not. I mean, the Steelers have never fired a head coach. They really didn't. I mean, I'm not kidding. The Steelers have never fired anybody.
I mean, they never did. They all have coaches. You know, Chuck Noll as a good coach. Then you have Bill Cowher. So all these guys are better coaches than Tomlin. I think anybody's better coaches than Tomlin. Tomlin thinks that he's great. So, unbelievable to say this, but Mike Tomlin is done. See what happens. We'll see what happens with all this stuff. Congratulations to the Chicago Bears. They won tonight. They won 40-20. Against the Commanders. Justin Fields had a good game. DJ Moore always has a good game. So, my thing is, Chicago is now 1-4. Commanders are 2-3. So, my thing is, for the Bears, they went out there and won one for Dick. Because they know that's how they did it. Power, power for the Bears. Dick Buckman did the power to the Bears tonight. That's how they won. Their instincts were great. And Justin Fields went out there and played pretty well. He did. And this was the one for Dick. This really was the one for Dick. And, you know, when you lose a Hall of Famer like him and everything, and then you're playing that night, instincts kicked in for the Chicago Bears. They went out there and scored 40 points this evening. 40 points against the Washington Commanders. I mean, nobody has that instinct for them. So, unbelievable to say this. So, that's my thing with them. I think the Bears are going to go on instincts now. After the passing of the Hall of Famer, thing is, the Bears are going instinct. Winning 40-20 tonight. Bears. Congratulations to the Bears on winning tonight, 40-20. Tomorrow's show, we're going to do the WWE Fastlane prediction show as well. So, like I said, WWE Fastlane prediction first show. I'm sorry. When we get on the program here tomorrow night, WWE Prediction Show, right out of the blue. I cannot wait. And then we have the NFL Prediction Show as well. Today, I mean, all these prediction shows are pretty good. So, I think
someone paid for it.
I think. I think that. So we'll see. These prediction shows are going to be fun. I can't wait for the prediction shows. I cannot wait for tomorrow night. Can't wait till Monday night. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday shows are going to be epic. Okay? Like I said, WWE Fastlane prediction show tomorrow night. Right out of the blue, then the NFL prediction show. Right after we do all everything else. Like I said, it's going to be a fun show tomorrow night here on the program. You know, it's just great to do all this stuff every day. And it's really cool to do this show every day. Entertaining you fans. Entertaining you guys are pretty cool. I've been doing this for 11 years. I've been entertaining for almost 11 years. It's been pretty cool. I was 22 when I started this job. 22 years old. Yeah, 22. Now I'm 34. And it's going to be 12 years since I've been doing it starting next year. But where would I be? Where would I be at next year? I don't know the future of that yet. But I think I'll be just fine. Said this show, what I do every day, is pretty cool. I love it. I love doing this show every day. It's fun. Like I said, we have the prediction show. Like I said, tomorrow's show will be the prediction show. Don't forget about Monday night. Because Monday night, I pick who's going to win the Stanley Cup on Monday night. And the Penguins will play the Blackhawks on Monday night. I will do their picks for that show as well. Like I said, they'll play tomorrow night in Buffalo. Be the last preseason game for the Penguins. So my thing is, that everything that will be just fine. But like I say, I'll do the picks tomorrow for WWE Fastlane for Saturday, the NFL picks for Sunday, Monday, we will do the Stanley Cup prediction show. And then next Wednesday, the NFL, we'll do those picks for Wednesday. Thursday, call us again. Friday, we'll be back to the NFL. We're back to normal next week. So that would be fun to do. Next week, until then. Ladies and gentlemen, my Mizu guest for tonight's show, he's been here basically the entire week since Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, my Mizu guest here for tonight's show, none other than John Mellencamp.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. to American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane said it's on backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dough, outside stays free. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands clean and neat. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shade of trees. Dribble off those body books, let me see what I see. Oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. The walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes his top for the moment. Scratches his head, does his best change thing. Well, then there, Diane's got a romp to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jackie says, oh yeah, life goes on. Long after the dream of living is gone. Oh yeah. Long after the thrill of living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible bell come and say that so. As long as 16, as long as you can. Change it all around real soon, make us swimmer and men.
Thank you to John Mellencamp for being here on the program here tonight. That is it for me here tonight. Be back here tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio. Like I said, WWE Fastlane will be the first thing I talk about tomorrow night here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everybody.